I have news.
I want news. Give me news.
Ronan Farrow. He is slamming and doesn't understand why actors work with his father, Woody Allen, and why it's okay for Woody Allen to continue on his career.
Yeah.
After multiple allegations by Ronan's sister, Dylan, that their father, Woody Allen, sexually abused her growing up. Or until, you know, the mom, Mia Farrow, left and he married his adopted daughter. But he, now there's, of course, the Cannes Film Festival is going on, and he did it, Ronan did it as a thing and was doing interviews for at the Cannes Film Festival, and that's whenever, and he goes, you know, people never bring up the questions of the allegations, and anytime they do, Woody is always like, no, I didn't do it, and they just move on.
Yep.
Okay, you know?
And it's funny because rather it's Woody Allen or it's Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain group of Hollywood elitists that pass judgment or are the gatekeepers to who gets a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And those two get a pass, and I know this is controversial to say, but Bill Cosby doesn't. Why that is, I don't know.
I think because the thing is with Bill Cosby, people actually spoke out about it, and the considering the fact that no one has spoken out about Woody Allen, it gives him a pass. It's a don't talk, don't tell type situation. And people talked and told about Bill Cosby. Now, if people were, no, I do not want to work with a person who has been linked to sexually abusing his biological daughter and sexually abusing his adopted daughter when she was young until she turned 18 and married her, I refuse to work with someone that does that. That is why he gets a pass. Others don't.
And, you know, the thing is with you know, the Woody Allen and the Ronan Farrow, it's not like it's an estranged child of a celebrity who's lashing out at their dad or their mom, and they're, you know, a drug addict and they're, you know, down on their luck. Ronan Farrow used to have a show on MSNBC. He's a college educated kid. His mom's Mia Farrow. Rumor has it that his dad is Frank Sinatra. If you look at his face, you know, like an affair happened, and it's kind of like the kid that nobody, you know, talked about.
Yeah.
But regardless, take that out of the mix. He's not a kook.
No.
There's no reason for him to say, hey, Woody Allen did this to my sister.
Yeah.
He's not looking for cash.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looking for a payday. He's not looking for some type of revenge because Woody was mean to him, and he's now living in a trailer park in Fort Myers, Florida. The kid was a TV. You know, he had a TV show on MSNBC. He was doing stuff. He's still doing stuff. He is one of them hipster young people that, you know, save the environment, do the whole thing. Why would he be lying? Why would he be doing this elaborate smear job? It's real,
and if you think about it, he's been doing this for years and years and years. He always been just, but with the way that social media and the way that society is right now, I mean, there is good over the evils of social media and doing interviews, and at least he can now get that point across to kind of open that barrier for people to be like, no, we're not working with Woody Allen.
But Woody Allen is definitely, he's juiced in with enough, not just Hollywood execs, but enough television execs at CNN and NBC. You know, you wonder why Ronan Farrow got fired from MSNBC. Who are the executives at NBC? Who are the people that run NBC? Who are the real power players at NBC? What's their connection to Woody Allen? What's their connection to somebody who's friends with Woody Allen?
Yeah.
But there's definitely a reason that the media has never really driven home the Woody Allen story. Why the newspaper, the New York Times, why they have never hammered home the Woody Allen story. There's a reason. And it's not, because it's, made up. BS. It's not driven home because people in those circles are like, dude, just kill that story. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, so that's Ronan Farrow sticking out against his dad.
All right.
Nicki Minaj has been sued by her ex-boyfriend Safari Samuels for physical and emotional abuse.
Whew.
They were together for 12 years. They broke up in 2014. And she said the worthless excuse of a man thinks he could get away with all these lies. And she went on a Twitter rant saying that his claims are BS, that they're all lies, that none of it's true, and that he's worthless and he's nothing, and all he wants is to sabotage her name. And I'm like, that's emotional abuse. I get it. And that's what you said to him for 12 years, that you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, and you're going to have no job and no career, and you're only with me because I am Nicki Minaj, but you weren't with me when I was Nicki Minaj, but you were. You were with Nicki Minaj, but not the Nicki
Minaj. You were
with
the white Nicki Minaj.
No.
The black Nicki
12
Minaj.
12 years. They were together for
those
12
pictures
years.
Where Nicki Minaj had no boobies, had no face work, and she didn't bleach her skin. And she was as dark as a black woman in National Geographic with the paint in her lip.
Oh, yeah. So, I would consider that emotional abuse if you're going on a Twitter rant.
I would.
Saying that I'm worthless and I will never amount to anything.
But it's horrible.
So that just goes to show. Hey. All right. Justin Bieber is done with taking selfies with you people. Don't come up to him and say, I love you, Justin. Can I please have a picture? Because he'll say no. He doesn't want to be treated like a zoo animal. He doesn't want to be the attraction when he's walking around the park. He just wants to be left alone like every other human being. And don't use the excuse, but I bought your album. Because it doesn't say in the fine print, if you see me around, take a picture with me.
The Biebs.
No more selfies. From afar, not up close.
Well, you just do the thing and you just do the zoom and
you take a selfie stick, you kind of get as close as you can. You take a picture when he's not looking.
Oh, man.
All right, so Gene Simmons has some hardcore feelings about Prince's dad. Now, forever, Gene Simmons is very much been against drugs and alcohol. He's never taken drugs or alcohol. But he says that...
You know what? No, go ahead, and then I'll comment.
But he says that the that Prince's death was pathetic, and he killed himself a slow, miserable death. Because drugs is a slow death. Alcohol is a slow death. So he killed himself. But now he's apologized because he has a big mouth and he got a lot of BS from his family and he didn't want that. And he still is very strong about it. And he will not let the media use what he says as bait to get you to click on it.
You know, he's turned into a cranky old Jew. I mean, rather it's going after poor Ice Cube and them for, at the
NWA,
Rock and Roll
yeah.
Hall of Fame to Prince, and
I
mean, it's like, and they're really cranky. Just they're not principled. You know, I disagree with this political statement. It's like rap's not real music. Rap's not real music. Prince, he pathetic. And, oh, geez, Gene. It's like, wow, man, bro, you're just like this cranky old Jewish dude that's just.
Well, have you noticed?
You're like Bernie Sanders.
He's going after a certain group of people.
Black folk.
Yeah.
He's not real. He doesn't seem to be fond of the black folk.
Maybe him and Hulk Hogan are friends.
Yeah, him and Hogan.
They're BFFs. All right. So Zendaya, she, you know, Juliana Rancic, like a year and a half ago, I think it was, said that she looks like she smells like patchouli.
Yeah.
And she always gets criticized. But now she posted a picture
of herself wearing dreads and.
No. It's like her face,
okay.
Like a fresh face with like a Snapchat. Like one of the Snapchat filters is like this little flower headband type thing
okay.
that people use. And
all
she's
right.
like all made up. And someone said, "You look like a gay dude wearing makeup." I'm sorry. It's just so funny whenever you are
a gay dude.
So I'm looking at the picture. Pull it up. You had to pull it up because I had to agree with the person because she goes.
What site's it on?
Just put in her name, Zendaya. Z E N D
Z E N
D A Y A.
Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. So,
Zendaya Snapchat.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I'll show the picture. Or you should just put her name on Snapchat.
I did. I put Zendaya.
Let me see. Does it have a picture? No, that's not it. Whoa.
Okay.
Go
Hold
back
on.
To Safari.
I will.
But,
go
but,
ahead.
But she said if I look like that, because they slay. She goes, so if that was supposed to be an insult, I'll take that. So then everybody that loves her was like, yes, look at all these pictures of gay guys wearing makeup. And I'm like, you look like, you really do. I think. I have to agree with the Twitter troll that said that she looks like a dude wearing makeup. You know, hey, whatever. And the eyebrows, I don't know why it's a trend, but those eyebrows. I hate thick eyebrows. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
She does look like a gay dude
wearing
makeup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, we all know what you really are. Now I have sports news. Oh, and all the posts. Yes. Yeah. Are you ready for sports news?
Yeah.
Dana White says he's not selling UFC, regardless of ESPN reports, by Darren Rovell, who said that four companies are bidding on UFC between $3.5 billion to $4 billion, and one of those people is WME/IMG, who who is the CEO, one of the CEOs, Ari Emanuel, is really good friends with Dana White, and one of the workers, Brett Slater, reps Ronda Rousey. Who knows if it really is true, but Dana says no. ESPN says yes. Could be just a rumor. I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah.
But could someone buy UFC if the price is right?
Yeah, I our good friend Larry, Manhattan Larry, sent me a link to that story yesterday that was ESPN saying, you know, rumor has it that they could possibly be selling it, and then Dana White saying it's not true. But Dana White, if you read the article, he didn't say it's not true. He kind of played coy, and one of the other UFC representatives said the story was blown out of proportion as far as the details. So I think it's legit because it talked about the brothers,
yeah,
the Tutafo, whatever their names are, the Futano brothers owning a little more than 40% mm-hmm. of the company. Dana White owns 9%, and a company in Dubai owns 10%.
You know what's really funny?
You got to think about this. So if you're talking about, say, 20% mm-hmm. to Dana and another guy, and the, you know, 70-80% by the Tutafu brothers, whatever, and somebody comes in and says, we will give you $4 billion. You're talking about guys that are construction workers. I shouldn't say construction. They own a construction company in Vegas, the brothers. It's a construction company. Not saying that it's some low-level, your driveway construction, but they're not billionaires. And this is like a Dre Beats thing. This mm-hmm. is somebody coming along going, you want to cash out? You want to become a billionaire? They would walk away with $1 billion after taxes. So if they walk away with $1 billion, a billionaire, I mean, that's serious. And Dana White, I mean, you're talking about more money than he will ever see. Granted, he gets paid good mm-hmm. at UFC, but he gets 9%. He has a 9% share. He gets a paycheck. They make a ton of money, but they have costs. They have a lot of costs. It's a corporation. At the end of the day, the amount of money they would make from selling for billions is probably more than they will make in the next 20 or 30 years. I mean, UFC is already at the biggest it will be.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get what I'm saying? UFC can't get bigger. They're already on pay-per-view. They already do live events. If anything, they peaked, and now they're at the maintaining phase where you got to keep stars. You got to keep interest. You got to keep, you know, excitement. Now it's like, all right, here we are. We're maintaining our base. Here it is. It's like wrestling. Vince, WWE, is all of a sudden not going to get bigger than where they are. They are where they are. Now it's about, oh, no, our ratings are down. Our pay-per-view is down. We need to go up. It's not like all of a sudden UFC is going to go from generating $30 million profit a year to $100 million profit a year. This isn't in their infancy where they didn't have pay-per-view and they didn't have certain things. And Dana White created these, attractions with Brock Lesnar and Tito Ortiz and Ken Shamrock and all these people. They're past that. Now it's, how do we create more Conor McGregor? How do we create more Ronda Rousey. Now we need to create more excitement. Well, okay, we got this hot girl that can fight and we got this hot girl to fight, but it's tough. I believe they will sell that company. I think right now they're negotiating the price, and they're negotiating how much they're going to get up front, and they're probably negotiating still running the company.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell the company, they get their pay, and then they get paid to run the company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my prediction.
Yes. So Bruce Smith, number 78.
Buffalo Bills legend.
Will be retired week two. They'll have a ceremony.
Hell yeah.
When they play the Jets. He's one of the greatest defensive ends.
He's got the record.
Yes.
He's got the sack record.
Like everyone's saying that it's like almost be impossible to beat.
It will be almost impossible to beat. It's great. Think about this. And you're a youngster. As great as J.J. Watts is, Bruce Smith is better.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was. Bruce Smith was better. I mean, he was just unbelievably awesome. Now, people, you know, you'll hear people say, well, the defense for the Bills was really good. And, well, listen, that's just the nature of the beast of being, you know, great. You have to look at the fact that Bruce Smith played for, I don't know, 20 seasons? I mean, he played for
12 years, I believe it was. It was like 86 to
98. Yeah, but I think that's just how long he played with Buffalo. Because after Buffalo, he went to the Washington Redskins for a couple years, too. I think Bruce played for maybe not 20 seasons, but he played a long time. He stayed great for a very long time. But, yeah, he's got a record that probably will never be broken. Even the great J.J. Watts will never break it. Bruce was he's like the Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning of
defensive
ends. You have him. You have another guy by the name of Reggie White.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of other, you know, Strahans. You got a bunch of other guys that are great, but the two best in the history of the game were Bruce and Reggie. So that'd be cool to see them retire his number.
Tom Brady is talking about concussions, and you know what? He says it just comes with the territory.
Hell yeah.
You've got to take it all into consideration if this is really what you want to do, not just football, but in all action sports. And it's just part of the job.
Tom's the man.
You got to properly work it off.
Work off the concussion, bro.
Do all the proper protocols. Be safe.
I like that. Work it off, bro. Yeah. Work off the concussions. All right. What else?
Vote for his friend Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ronda Rousey settled her defamation lawsuit with ex-manager Darren Harvey, who said, I need credit for everything that I gave you and everything that was possible for you for those 4 years we worked together.
Okay.
So she's going back into her book. She can't the paper book, but the ebook, the Kindle book, the Amazon book, all the things online that you can get it from, put it in there that in all caps and all bold italic letters will say, Darren Harvey was the reason why this happened.
All right. Hey, it's important to some people. If I could do that with everybody that's been in my life, the books would be too long for all the people that should give me credit for their success, and they don't. But that's another story. We could document that.
Now I have a final story.
Give me the final story.
Raul.
Deport him.
From the Dominican.
He's definitely illegal.
No.
Deport him.
No.
Build the wall.
No.
Deport him.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
Dominican Republic is the opposite way.
All right. Just regardless. Go ahead.
But he's been suspended for 50 games.
See?
For not even taking. He bought cough syrup. In the Dominican Republic. And I guess he was catching a cold, took the cough syrup, failed the PED test because it has clenbuterol in it.
Who knows? But something that's on the banned substance, yeah.
It's a certain steroid that like fights off all that, all that stuff to give you energy and everything. And he's been suspended without pay. He will lose $11,311 in his $41,400 salary. Now, he is a Royals prospect because if he did make it to the majors, his dad played for the majors, National League. If he was to make the majors, he'd make like $500,000 in that range.
All right, well, but that's him. Who cares? Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Loser.
My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is Rob Scary Show. We'll see you.
Should have got some NyQuil. Everybody knows that. You get NyQuil. All right. Au revoir. Bye.